Hello and welcome to Tech Buzzword of the Week. I'm Alex Howard, assistant editor at whatis.com. We invite you to visit whatis.com, the secret of those who always seem to know it all, and sign up for the Word of the Day newsletter. Learn one new thing every day. This week, our subject is the media gateways used in voice over IP, or VoIP, and the protocols that make it work, H323, SIP, Megaco, and MGCP. A media gateway is any device, for example, a circuit switch, IP gateway, or channel bank, that converts data from the format required for one type of network to the format required for another. As defined by the Internet Engineering Task Force, a media gateway can, for instance, terminate channels from a circuit switch network or from streaming media on a packet switch network, like RTP streams in an IP network. The data entered into the system can be audio, video, or T120, meaning real-time multi-point communications, each of which the media gateway would handle simultaneously. A media gateway controller, the mechanism for controlling the gateway, is sometimes called a soft switch, although MGCs are in fact not switches, but instead actual servers in control of the gateways. These controllers carry out the signaling functions on voice over IP circuits. An MGC can control numerous gateways, but to improve reliability and availability, several MGCs may be employed in separate locations on the gateways they control, with functionality duplicated on each one. Now, there are four possible signaling protocol options between an MGC and a media gateway. These are H323. This option is usually employed where all network elements have software intelligence. SIP, short for Session Initiation Protocol, which is used when the end devices have software intelligence, but the network itself is without such intelligence. MGCP, short for Media Gateway Control Protocol. And Megaco, a gateway control protocol applicable when end devices are without software intelligence and the network has software intelligence. In May of 1996, the International Telecommunications Union ratified the H323 specification, which defines how voice, video, and data traffic should be transported over IP-based local area networks. H323 deals with three basic functional elements in voice over IP. These are the media gateway, the signaling gateway, the media gateway controller, MGC, alternately called the gatekeeper. Some of the more important responsibilities of this gatekeeper are providing security through authentication of users on the H323 network, performing address translation between internet addresses and other formats, monitoring the capacity of the network in question, specifically whether the network can accept another call, determining call routing, whether a call should be routed through a gateway or sent directly to the destination, and tracking of the network's bitrate capacity. What sets H323 apart from other protocols is that it addresses core internet applications by defining how delay-sensitive traffic, such as voice and video, get priority transport to ensure real-time communication services over the internet. H323 is an umbrella protocol as well, which in this case means that it includes the H225 protocol, which covers the setup of multimedia channels, and the H245 protocol, which deals with the setup of single-channel mediums. The term entity is also used in the H323 standard, in this context, to mean something that carries out a function. For example, a terminal is an endpoint on a local area network that can support real-time communications with another entity on that local area network. The terminal has a capacity provided by a voice or audio codec. This endpoint will also provide a signaling function for voice over IP circuit setup, maintenance, and takedown. A voice over IP terminal optionally can support video and data streams, including compression and decompression of these streams. The H323 recommendation itself is based on RTP-RTCP, which stand for Real-Time Protocol or Real-Time Control Protocol, respectively, for managing audio and video signals. RTP then deals with media content. RTCP works with signaling functions of status and control. RTP-compliant equipment includes control mechanisms for synchronizing different traffic streams. RTP does not, however, have any mechanisms for ensuring on-time delivery of traffic signals or for recovering lost packets. The IEC reports that there is a draft signaling proposal to strengthen the Internet's ability to handle real-time traffic reliably. This would dedicate end-to-end transport paths for specific sessions, much as the circuit-switched PSTN does now. This will be the Resource Reservation Protocol, or RSVP. It will be implemented in routers to establish and maintain requested transmission paths and quality of service levels. The second protocol used in communications between an MGC and a media gateway is SIP. Session Initiation Protocol is an application layer signaling protocol. It deals with interactive multimedia communication sessions between end users, called user agents. SIP defines their initiation, modification, and termination. SIP calls may be terminal to terminal, or they may require a server to intercede. If a server is to be involved, it is only required to locate the called party. For interworking with non-IP networks, Megaco and H323 are required. Often, vendors of voice over IP equipment integrate all three protocols on a single platform. SIP is closely related to IP, short for Internet Protocol. SIP borrows most of its syntax and semantics from the familiar HTTP, or Hypertext Transfer Protocol, found at the beginning of every URL. A SIP message looks very much like an HTTP message, especially with message formatting, header, and multipurpose Internet mail extension support. It uses addresses that are very similar to URLs and to email. For example, a call may be made to John Doe at anydomain.com. SIP messages are text-based rather than binary. This makes writing easier and the debugging of software more straightforward. There are two modes with which a user can set up a call with SIP. These are called redirect and proxy, and servers are designed to handle these modes. Both modes issue an invite message for another user to participate in a call. The redirect server is used to supply the address, or URL, of an unknown called addressee. In this case, the invite message is sent to the redirect server, which consults the location server for address information. Once this address information is sent to the call-in user, a second invite message is issued, now with the correct address. The third protocol used in communications between an MGC, or Media Gateway Controller, and a Media Gateway is the iMedia Gateway Control Protocol, or MGCP. This protocol was the predecessor to Megaco, the fourth protocol, still to come in our discussion, and is still used by a number of carriers and other voice over IP users. MGCP assumes a call control architecture where the call control intelligence is outside the gateways at the network edge and is handled by external call control elements. Thus, the MGCP assumes that these call control elements, or call agents, will synchronize with each other to send coherent commands to the gateways under their command. There is no mechanism defined in MGCP for synchronizing these call agents. It is, in essence, a master-slave protocol where the gateways are expected to execute commands sent by the call agents. In the MGCP protocol, an assumption is made that the connection model consists of constructs that are basic endpoints and connections. Endpoints are sources or sinks of data and could be physical or virtual. An example of a virtual endpoint is an audio source in an audio content server. Creation of physical endpoints requires a hardware installation, whereas creation of virtual endpoints can be done in software. The last protocol used in communications between an MGC and a media gateway is Megaco. Megaco evolved from and replaces SGCP, for Simple Gateway Control Protocol, and MGCP, or Media Gateway Control Protocol, which I just discussed. Both Megaco and MGCP are relatively low-level devices that instruct media gateways to connect streams coming from outside the cell or packet data network onto a packet or cell stream governed by RTP. Two principal abstractions relate to the discussion of Megaco: terminations and contexts. A termination sources or sinks one or more data streams. The media stream, modem, and bearer parameters are encapsulated within this termination. A context is an association among a collection of terminations. there is a special type of context called the null context, which contains all terminations that are not associated with any other termination. For example, in a decomposed access gateway, all idle lines are represented by terminations in the null context. Let's look at three different context possibilities. A context with just one termination is called waiting. The caller does not hear anyone else. A context with two terminations is a regular phone call. Of course, each person is expected to hear the other. An example of more than two terminations is a conference call. All parties hear all of the others. The maximum number of terminations in a context is a media gateway property. Media gateways that offer only point-to-point connectivity might allow at most two terminations per context, and therefore would not be usable for conference calls. MGs that support multi-point conferences might allow three or more terminations per context. MegaCo uses a series of commands to manipulate these terminations, context, events, and signals. For example, the add command adds a termination to a context and may be used to create a new context at the same time. A subtract command, by contrast, removes a termination from a context and may result in the context being released if no terminations remain. There is also a modify command used to modify the description of a termination, e.g. the type of voice compression in use. Notify is used to inform the gateway controller if an event occurs on a termination, such as a telephone in an off-hook condition or digits being dialed. Terminations are referenced by a termination ID in each case, which is an arbitrary schema selected by the media gateway. This podcast is based upon an article by Roger Freeman, which appears in its entirety on searchvoip.com. For more information, visit that site and searchnetworking.com, or, as always, whatis.com. And that's it for this week. Make sure to visit whatis.com and sign up for the Word of the Day newsletter and stay on top of all the latest technology terms.